Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
There are a few relevant military officers with experience, the kinds of experience that we believe is appropriate to sorts of operations that Israel is conducting and may conduct in the future.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the White House has authorized military officers to travel to Israel and to share their perspectives. Israel has delayed expected ground operations in Gaza, but still seems poised. The death toll continues to rise. More than 1,400 Israelis and 5,000 Palestinians have been killed. Michigan progressive Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is calling on President Joe Biden to seek a ceasefire.
President Biden, not all of America is with you on this one, and you need to wake up and understand that.
During a tech event Monday, Biden said he would be willing to consider a ceasefire if Hamas releases the 200 hostages it holds. More than 10 Americans still remain unaccounted for. House Republicans have scheduled a vote on their next speaker nominee today, although that timing may slip. Former Florida Republican Representative David Jolly told MSNBC that Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota is the likely frontrunner.
Tom Emmer would be the natural pick in a moment where everything has collapsed and you just reach for a consensus candidate.
Emmer does face opposition from former President Donald Trump, but it's far from clear how important that is. The House is heading into a third week without a speaker after two nominees failed to get the near-perfect GOP support they would need. One of the nine candidates who's closer to the former president, Brian Donald of Florida, says the vote must be member-driven, not based on who wants to advance.
We need to get back to work, secure our border, fund our government responsibly, and hold this administration accountable.
Over the weekend, former Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney said she's not ruling out a White House bid. During the interview with CNN, Cheney says she believes Trump is the single most dangerous threat to the country, and she'll work for candidates who'll safeguard democracy.
We don't want a situation where the election is thrown into the House of Representatives and Donald Trump has any possibility at all of prevailing under those circumstances.
Senator Bob Menendez pleaded not guilty to a federal charge that he acted as an unregistered agent of Egypt while serving as chair of Senate Foreign Relations. Menendez had a brief interaction with reporters going into court Monday.
How are you feeling today?
Will you make a statement?
How are you feeling today? Good?
I'm all right. Okay.
This is Menendez's second not guilty plea in a month. He and his wife are accused of extensive corruption. Finally, the United Auto Workers are expanding their six-week strike, calling on nearly 7,000 members to walk out of a Detroit Stellantis plant. The UAW accuses Stellantis of falling short compared to proposals from Ford and General Motors. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.